Persecution against Christians takes a new turn in India. A bomb hits a Christian family in Ethiopia. And prisoners in Fiji now have a way to learn more about Christ. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Violence against Christians in Orissa, India is the worst it's ever been. Many believe it may get worse. Hindu radicals began attacking Christians around Christmas, forcing many of them into the forest to get away from it. That's created a new problem, says Partners International's president John Lewis.
For whatever reason, the local government has restricted all Christian NGOs from being able to help. They want all help to be channeled through the government themselves, which, as you probably know, is quite sympathetic to the Hindu movement groups.
The limited aid that is being sent isn't reaching the people. Lewis says church planting has been successful in this animistic part of India.
Because of the success of much of the church planting effort, I think there's been perhaps some jealousy on the part of Hindu groups, and as a result, the more radical ones have been trying to prevent those sorts of conversions from happening.
Lewis is urging Christians to pray and give financially to help their aid efforts. Next, Kenya's opposition is offering a truce in return for a power-sharing coalition. Violent protests continue throughout the week, bringing Kenya once again to a standstill. Worldwide Christian Schools' Scott Vanderkoy says the unrest has heightened concerns over three school projects in the country.
It's had an impact on the kids' attendance, but the schools are remaining open. Political chaos in the developing world is really an opportunity for Christ-centered schools to be places of stability and love. So, you know, we really want the Christian community to pray for the teachers in Kenya because they really have a special role right now. The schools are looked to as places of security, safe places.
Vanderkoy says their team needs prayer and boldness.
You know, one of the great things about the love of God is that it's true today and it's going to be true tomorrow. When your whole world is literally shaking around you, it's nice for these kids to be able to go to a place that is stable.
You're listening to Mission Network News. A bomb severely damaged the house of a Christian family last week in Jajiga, Ethiopia. According to Voice of the Martyrs Canada sources, the family was in the house at the time of the attack, but none of them were seriously injured. Police found another bomb that had been set to explode. Pray for Christians in Jajiga, where Muslims have been trying to drive Christians out of the region. Pray that believers will stand strong in their faith and demonstrate Christ's love. Meanwhile, Crossroad Bible Institute's David Scheringa says their team from the Australian Distribution Center has been busy expanding the Bible study program. Last year, they launched a new program in the Solomon Islands. As CBI's reputation grew in the prison community, it led to the newest project launch.
Just recently, they traveled to Fiji's capital, Suva, to bring God's Word into the prisons there. In fact, CBI Bible studies were delivered to nine prisons located in and around Suva.
With growth comes challenges, among them funding and volunteer personnel.
Within the first couple of weeks, there were 200 lessons completed and being processed. And so they're always looking for new instructors out there. So that's something that we can pray for, the South Pacific, that more people become instructors to correct the lessons.
You can help inmates study the Word of God by not only praying, but also becoming an instructor. For details, go to our website. And Purpose Driven Ministries' Kay Warren will be helping raise awareness about HIV/AIDS in the United Kingdom. Tear Fund, a Christian relief and development agency in the UK, has produced a resource to help churches understand the HIV/AIDS pandemic and respond to it. It also supports an HIV/AIDS conference for churches. This year, Warren will be the main speaker at the March 15th event. She says there won't be an end to AIDS unless the church responds. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available Eugene Peterson's The Message New Testament, helping biblical texts come alive. Keep it or give it to a friend as an outreach. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828. That's The Message New Testament from Transworld Radio at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.